I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Pain, David. This song sounds different to me. Yeah, no kidding. It sounds different to me. And it is that way because of, you know, the things you see, the stories that you hear, all of that. And so that song, the title, first of all, I think is incredibly appropriate. Especially for what I do. I'm gonna hurt. No, I mean, as I see the things that I see, you know, and things that are in my head that are stuck in there right now, and I've told the story a couple times, said it a little bit ago with Mike Bregner about a Gold Star mother who says, nobody hugs me like Marines hug me. And then, a young kid. You know, who loses his father when he takes his own life because he can't cope with the things he saw, what happened. I should probably at some point cease to be amazed, but I'm not. The amount of hurt. So the song sounds different to me now. Yeah, whether it's somebody who tells you they've tried to take their lives on multiple occasions, or somebody else that tells you that they were raped when they were a child at the age of 6, somebody else who tells you that they watched their child take their last breath, and they never talk about it. You know, it's just, I mean, the amount of pain that people live with in this journey through life that we all take is unbelievable. And so, if anything, it makes what this post-traumatic winning thing is all about, that you can do it. You can not only live a good life, you can live a great life. But you got to talk about your shit, man. You have got to talk about your shit, because if you keep it inside, it does nothing but fuck your life up. And the more I do this, the more convinced I am of the truth and the wisdom of all of that. And so, so we do what we do here on Almarine Radio. And we get out there and hopefully we use our forum to tell people that it is okay to hurt. There is no other way but to talk about it, to use your story to change somebody else's life, and in changing somebody else's life, you'll change your own. So, anyway, I know we're supposed to be talking about the news, but that song sounds different to me. You know, and I have those things from my weekend spent with the Warrior Reunion Foundation, and also with Lima Company, 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines. Their family and friends, and so just how you know, touching that whole experience was for me. So anyway, a couple stories in the news today, and first one is about night vision goggles. A unit will soon deploy with the newest night vision devices that can take troops from marksman to expert. I love night vision goggles. Right. Project Manager Soldier. Sensors and laser demonstrates a family of weapon sights mounted in front of the weapon's day optic and wirelessly connected to the ENVG-3 night vision goggle in the helmet. How about that? Bluetooth, right? The optic sits in front of your scope, whatever you have on your weapon. That's Bluetooth into your night vision goggle. Holy shit, man. Buck Rogers stuff, right? The enhanced night vision goggle binocular has been touted by commanders, including Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley, over the past year as a leap ahead technology in night vision. Army infantry, Rangers, and Marines have tested the device, which is expected to be with the unidentified ABCT by October. Quote, I've used the goggles. I have shot with the goggles. It's better than anything I've experienced in my career, said Army Lieutenant General James Richardson, Deputy Commander of Army Futures Command, said in a recent congressional testimony. So we talked about that a little bit last week. So night vision stuff, always good. Here in a story that's not good, two Georgia veterans died by suicide at VA hospitals this past weekend. The first incident took place on Friday in a parking lot outside the Carl Vinson Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Dublin, Georgia. The second, which occurred just one day later, reportedly involved a 68-year-old who shot himself outside the Atlanta VA Medical Center. The VA has not released the identities of those involved or any additional details of the incidents. This incident remains under investigation. We are working with local investigating authorities. An email from the VA obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said the family has been contacted and offered support. This two-suicide signal, a continuation of an alarming trend of veterans taking their own lives on VA campuses. So there's an ongoing story there of veterans who get frustrated with the VA and then go to a VA campus and take their own life. So no bueno. The continuing of a bad story. In a story that, again, the United States military on our border, headline, Secretary of Defense acting tight, Patrick Shanahan predicts expanded role at border for the Pentagon. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan expects that the Pentagon's role on the border will expand in some way as the situation there deteriorates. Shanahan, speaking to reporters while traveling home to Washington, indicated a belief that the number of migrants trying to cross over from the border with Mexico will lead the Department of Homeland Security to request more assistance from the DOD. quote, we're still working with DHS to understand, enduring-wise, what's the best fit and role for us and how we help make sure the DHS can stand up the right capability. But just strictly on the basis of volume and how much the situation there has deteriorated, I would expect us to do more. The acting secretary added that he expects any additional requests will be, quote, consistent with things we've had in the past, which could include setting up temporary shelters before handing them over to DHS. To me, the situation is elastic. If DHS has a certain capacity and there's a real uptick, then the response is not going to be from them generating more capacity over time, Shanahan added. Shanahan's comments came one day after DHS head Kirsten Nielsen's tenure ended at the agency. Top five stories at Early Bird here, and then we'll send you on your way to do great things today. Number one, Shanahan predicts the expanded role at the border for the Pentagon. We just talked about that. Two Georgia veterans died by suicide at VA hospitals this past weekend. We talked about that. Number three, Japan confirms F-35A fighter jet crashed. Remaining aircraft are still grounded. Now, saw an article as I was reading through the news today that the recovery of this aircraft, pretty important thing, right? You would think Chinese and Russian submarines actively looking? I would think so. The Japanese Self-Defense Force Wednesday confirmed that a missing F-35A fighter jet had crashed, pointing to debris sighted and recovered Tuesday night by ships and helicopters searching for the aircraft. The pilot remains missing. U.S. military assets have also joined the search, including a U.S. Navy Boeing P-8A Poseidon multi-mission aircraft on temporary duty in Japan. The crashed aircraft, which the Japanese Self-Defense Force identified as serial number, and it gives the serial number, was the first of 13 Japanese F-35As assembled so far by Mitsubishi's final assembly and checkout facility in Nagoya. In addition to the 12 JASDF F-35As affected by a temporary Japanese grounding order, the 14th aircraft assembled, which is still in Nagoya and undergoing pre-delivery flight tests, has also been grounded. Local media Tuesday, when contacted, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so kind of a big deal to recover that aircraft. The number four, is military aviation getting any safer? New mishap report we talked about yesterday. The, let me take a look at any Marine Corps stories here. And there isn't. A couple stories of interest. This is in foreignpolicy.com, U.S. military wary of China's foothold in Venezuela. The head of the U.S. Southern Command says Beijing is using disinformation and debt diplomacy to dig into Maduro, to dig in as Maduro clings to power. So the whole debt diplomacy is what they do. That's a nice way of saying that they deal in the currency of extortion. Right? That's what they do. U.S. money, we're here to collect. Quote, this is from Admiral Craig Fowler testifying before Congress. Quote, China came out publicly, a state spokesman implying the blackouts were attributed to U.S. cyber attacks. That is just a blatant lie. The blackouts are attributed to Maduro's inept leadership, corruption, inattention to his people, and a lack of concern for any humanity. I think the biggest threat to democracy and the way of life around the world is a trend that we see in China, Fowler said. He said China was trying to assert economic control in Venezuela by investing in infrastructure and providing hefty loans that Caracas would have difficulty paying back. Much of Beijing's financial interest in Venezuela is tied to loans for oil deals struck between the two countries in 2007. By 2014, the China Development Bank had provided Venezuela with more than $30 billion in loans tied to oil production. These loans have served to prop up the Venezuelan government over the past two decades, quote, far beyond the point at which its bad policies have historically caused damage. There is no other factor in Latin America, with the possible exception of the Cubans, who as much controls the fate of Nicolas Maduro and his henchmen as China does. So, interesting stuff. The Chinese in Venezuela. Again, so much for the Monroe Doctrine. Nobody messes in the Western Hemisphere. The Russians are here. The Chinese are here. The Chinese money gets here, and then they follow shortly. From Bloomberg, U.S. sends warships carrying fighter jets to the disputed sea to signal in a signal to China. The U.S. sent a fighter jet carrying warship to join drills near the disputed Scarborough Shoal for the first time, sending a pointed message to China as tensions simmer over territorial claims in the region. The USS Wasp, an amphibious assault ship outfitted last year with F-35 Bravo jets, joined the annual exercise Balikatan with the Philippines this month. A ship matching the USS Wasp's description was spotted in waters near the Scarborough Shoal, a feature occupied by China since a tense standoff in the last 7 years, the Philippines ABS-CBN news network reported on Tuesday. The Wasp didn't pass within 25 nautical miles of the shoal, according to the U.S. defense official who spoke on a condition of anonymity. The figure suggests the ship wasn't conducting so-called freedom of navigation operations, a practice criticized by China that the U.S. uses to assert international sailing rights within 12 nautical miles of disputed features. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said at a briefing in Beijing on Wednesday that he hopes, quote, non-regional forces don't stir up trouble in the South China Sea. That means you can't be there, right? We'll violate your Monroe Doctrine, and you can't be in the South China Sea. There was hearings last week about the housing issue, right, that we followed here. All right, headline from yesterday. Services want more of your input to help root out housing problems. The Navy has just begun fielding a new housing survey, but this one is different. It's an out-of-cycle survey conducted by an independent contractor on behalf of the Navy. Rather than the long-standing practice of annual surveys conducted on behalf of companies to provide privatized housing, the survey was directed by Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson as a result of recent concerns about conditions of housing across all service branches. The contractor, CEL and Associates, is sending letters or emails to each resident with instructions on how to access the survey. Sailors will answer questions about their likes and dislikes with their housing, their concerns about their homes, their communities, and services provided by the housing management company, as well as overall satisfaction, according to the Navy Department. Key to what's missing there is chain of command stuff. So again, issues, mold, mice, termites, water damage, and other issues, lead paint, all surfacing. Army officials are also revising their housing satisfaction survey and will send it to residents in the weeks ahead. So, interesting. Interesting. All right, there's a couple more stories I want to get to. But before we do that, we'll take a quick break. More of Almarine Radio coming up on this Wednesday. I almost forgot. Yep, exciting day. We'll do post-traumatic winning here in a little bit, and then we'll head to the USO and do a version of it for the civilians. Yeah, so excited about that. More of Almarine Radio coming up next here on a Wednesday on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
To be fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue. But it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
That'll do it on Wednesday. Time to get after it now here in beautiful Jacksonville, North Carolina, and go visit with the 2nd Marine Division of Marines. That's right. So, then get a chance to see Mike Regner tomorrow. Mike's fun. His wife, Mary. But, you know, I'll tell you, what's in my head is we got to be better, man. We have got to be better. We've all got to do a little bit more. We've got to reach out. And again, there is so much pain out there and people that don't talk about the things that are bothering them, right? Kitty Beasley told me that there was people that had seen my thing that were over at her house crying and talking about things they said that I haven't talked about this stuff ever. I haven't spoken about it ever. And it happens over and over and over and over again. And again, by doing that, you don't look for a door that leads to a bad place. You know, as I tell Marines, the door to destructive behavior swings open when you isolate yourself. So if you stay connected and you have somebody to talk to, right, those doors stay shut. You don't even look for them. So get out there and touch somebody's life today, right? Track them down, find them, help them. There's just so much of it. I mean, it's... I know I should be surprised, but I'm not anymore. So on this Wednesday, help somebody else live the high life. Wednesday, All Marine Radio. Back in the high is over and on it. On it. On it, on it, on it, on it. Exactly like that. Have a great one. Change somebody's life. You can do it. I promise you. We are out.